Now, after 37 years and almost 9,000 episodes, Australian TV icon Neighbours is set to wrap up this week with a bumper 90-minute finale. Fittingly, it will end with a favourite soap opera trope, a wedding. Everyone loves a wedding on a soap. And it will also feature many of the famous faces who, well, I know, were household names for so long.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours with a little understanding. You can find the perfect blend. Neighbours should be there for one another. That's when good neighbours become.
Oh, such a familiar sound, homely almost in some ways. Wenli Ma is the TV and film critic for news.com.au and a regular on Breakfast. Wenli, confession from me. Do you know I used to tape Neighbours? I loved it so much. And then rewatch it.
How often would you rewatch it? Like, how many plays would an
episode
get?
Not every day, but maybe, like, I'd always tape it if it was a really good episode so I could watch it again. This is when I was, like, 12 or something. That's how much I loved it.
This must be a very emotional week for you.
Well, Charlene and Scott, I mean, it was a big time. What should we expect from the finale this week?
Yeah, it is a bumper and bumper and bumper finales, basically. Every single day this week, they're 90-minute episodes with culminating in the big final finale on Thursday. Because I think we've been talking about the Neighbours finale for a few months now, and it's kind of surreal that it is actually here. And they've been teasing out a lot of guest stars. We've known for a while that Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan are going to be back. We've seen set photos with Guy Pearce and Peter O'Brien. Ryan, and it's just a lot of familiar faces. And then this week, or maybe it was last week, they announced Margot Robbie is going to come back, and Kim Valentine and Jesse Spencer and Delta Goodrum. So some of like the most kind of iconic actors who've launched their careers thanks to Neighbours. And we don't know what the Margot Robbie cameo looks like. Is she going to be in character? Is it a video message from Zoom? She's been pretty busy in the US filming Barbie, and I don't remember seeing any paparazzi photos of her landing in Melbourne, you know, but maybe she snuck in and out. It's going to be just a big, wild celebration of everything to do with Neighbours. And I think, if nothing else, it's kind of really brought back all those memories for a lot of viewers who, you know, maybe haven't seen it in 20 years, but can still recall, like, the nitty-gritty details of when, oh, my goodness, Dr. Carl Kennedy cheated on Suze with Izzy, and all of these things have come flooding back. So I think, you know, I think it's going to be a huge punch of nostalgia, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, Neighbours has been really a constant pipeline of new Australian talent. What does it mean to have the end of Neighbours for the local production industry?
I don't think it's a great thing because Neighbours, almost 9,000 episodes over all that time means a lot of jobs for a lot of people. And it's been a really kind of consistent training ground for new talent, not just actors, but behind the scenes as well. If you think of, really well-known writers like Mariki Hardy, she got her start as a teenage writer on Neighbours. If you think of, he was a child actor, Jeffrey Walker, who's now a director. He got his start as a director on Neighbours. We do know shows like Neighbours, like Home and Away, and like children's TV production, which is now greatly diminished after the previous government took away those quotas, are really great places for new talent in every facet to learn the craft. And it's also about learning how to do things quickly because they produce so much television in one week. They have to write scripts fast. They have to be able to be nimble and think on their feet. So I think it's a real shame that the local production sector has missed out on is now losing this very important platform. Yes, we've got a lot of streaming productions going on, but they don't necessarily take the same chances on new talent as something like Neighbours does.
Now, to something completely new, over on Netflix is Uncoupled, the series starring Neil Patrick Harris. What's the story about? What's the plot
this
line?
Is a yeah, it's quite a cute but also quite sad at times comedy. It is about a 40-something gay man who, his partner of 17 years, just walks out on him very suddenly, no explanation, just all of a sudden like, I'm leaving you and I'm not going to tell you what went wrong. And he is just sort of left completely, like, you know, gobsmacked and unmoored and just doesn't understand what happened. And all of a sudden he's thrown back into the Manhattan dating scene, having not gone on a date in almost 2 decades, doesn't understand what is happening with Grindr. He doesn't understand the club scene. So there's a lot of, you know, finding your feet and relying on his support network of friends and just going, I don't actually want to be dating. What I really want is just to be sitting on a couch and watching, well, Netflix with my partner while he, you know, feeds me ice cream or something. I think it is quite resonant. I think, you know, there's a lot of people who have gone through relationship troubles partly because of COVID, but it seems to have escalated in the past couple of years. So I think it is emotionally resonant for a lot of people, but it is also quite fun because the show is from Darren Star. He's a big creator in TV. He's, you know, behind Melrose Place, Sex in the City, Emily in Paris and Younger. So it is quite a frothy show at times as well. But I think Neil Patrick Harris is very talented. He gives a performance here that you can relate to regardless of your circumstances, because, I mean, he's been acting since he was a kid as well. And there's a reason why someone like that is still in, you know, leading shows, because they're so watchable.
Thank you so much for joining us, Wenli.
Thank you.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic for news.com.au.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.